This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Chasing Happiness. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Social media these days is filled with influencers trying to make a living by selling us a slice of their happiness. It's usually a carefully curated slideshow of staged moments with just the right backdrop and great hair made to look like snapshots, performance joy rather than authentic feelings. But for one influencer, selling happiness did help her find her own. Reporter Aria Bracci has this story.
Candace Molitor joined Instagram in 2013. She's a photographer in Portland, Oregon. For years, her feed showed a happy mix of concerts, coffee shops, and plants.
I feel like when you go to my feed, it's very light and bright and airy.
She documented the places she visited, the people she met, but hardly ever posted a picture of herself. Then one day, her birthday, she decided to change that.
It really wasn't until 2017 that I had shared a photo of myself on my feed in a swimsuit, and I was super nervous about it.
Sometimes with the internet, especially being like a fat black woman, you just never know.
But the responses were positive, and the post got way more likes than her other pictures.
So I eventually started transitioning my feed to be a little less about my photography projects and a little more about me and my story. I grew up a fat black girl in a really white town in Oregon and didn't have as much of a community, I feel like, going through school. You know, kids would come in the parking lot waving Confederate flags and trying to be the bigger person, moving past it, almost in some ways being told that your experience is invalid. You know, it gets to you. That's one of the reasons why I kind of turned to the internet and turned to Instagram, was to build community.
And she realized to build that community, she had to be authentic and share her own story, not just pictures of coffee shops.
And that's really when the community started to grow.
Candace got more and more popular on Instagram and eventually started to get paid for posts that promoted products. She's worked with brands like Adidas and Bob's Red Mill.
The vibe overall that I try to give is something that's very positive and approachable. You know, the color palette tends to stay around like a little bit neutral.
Part of Candace's appeal is her happy aesthetic. In her pictures, she might be laughing on a beach or dancing in a field of sunflowers. This is what clients and followers have come to expect. But it's sometimes in contrast with her experiences, with her story.
I felt like I didn't fit in. I was adopted into an all-white family. I didn't feel like I looked like the average Instagram girl. I didn't feel like my life was, like, glamorous.
But she realized there were other people like her out there.
And I think one of the biggest shifts for me happened when I, like, stopped following the Kardashians and started following, like, you know, body positive women of color and influencers who, like, shared their journey, like, similarly to how I share mine.
And now, Candace is one of those role models for the people who follow her. For Candace, the allure of being an influencer goes beyond the money she might make from a partnership.
Sometimes it's just that, like, I really feel like my audience would like this and want to know about it.
You guys, I just finished, like, my 10th spin class, and I feel so good. I have gotten a couple of questions about class.
From the influencer standpoint, yes, I'm able to share cool things and partner with companies and create income for myself that way. But I mean, there's so much more to the relationship. People come to me, you know, maybe they're having issues with their partner and they really just need a recommendation on date nights.
And she's come to realize her influence isn't just over which products people buy. It's over how people feel about themselves.
Girls who haven't felt comfortable showing their legs in a skirt saw a photo of me wearing a skirt and felt empowered to put one on themselves.
When Candace first started posting pictures of herself, she felt like she was taking a risk. But only 7 months later, she was posting about her struggles with weight and fitness. Candace figured out a way to be authentic and create an atmosphere that's calm and light.
Even if the imagery is beautiful, the caption could be talking about a day where I didn't feel very beautiful. And those are all things that I kind of share with my community on Instagram. I talk about all things, but I especially am talking about, you know,
what it feels like to be a Black woman living in Portland, especially right now.
Right now is the summer of 2020, when Black Lives Matter protests started, continued, and didn't stop. They played out right in her backyard, in Portland.
You know, I've talked about race and racism on my platform, obviously being a Black woman in Oregon, but when everything sort of compounded online, I really wasn't sure what the reaction from my community and from my peers was going to be. But for the most part, I was really blown away by the amount of support, people who reached out and just wanted to know that I was getting rest, just showing care. I see you. I understand that I will never understand. Sorry, I get emotional talking about it. Being Black in America and in a predominantly white city just doesn't always feel like a safe space. And, you know, I like to think that I carved out a safe space online. I get so much joy from just showing up there every day and being able to connect with my community. I feel like the internet can be an extremely good place to find community and to find happiness.